Hello and welcome to another edition of the Sport Intern Special, presented by me, Ashish Sharma, a podcast in which we speak to the movers and shakers within the Olympic movement. Well, in this episode, we continue with part two of our conversation with Emma Terho. She is the chair of the International Olympic Committee's Athletes Commission. She began this episode by telling me more about the possibility of Belarusian and Russian athletes taking part in Paris as independent neutral athletes.
We just in the end of the year, last year, we launch our updated strategy, and in that strategy we have four things. We want to develop programs, we want to empower the athlete representatives, athletes worldwide. So we were looking into those pillars that we have in our strategy and what are the core things that we are working on, including a lot of the programs with the top partners that we can offer athletes more and more services, and the tops are really involved in that as well. We had activities of what the IOCAC liaisons, the continental chairs, have been having as their priorities. And then, of course, as you mentioned, looking into Paris, there's a lot of preparation going into that. We heard on how things are advancing there and what has been the latest update for Paris and Milano Cortina, and also that with the individual neutral athletes. And with that, the number we were got looked at the numbers that are currently qualified. It is 6 Russians, 5 Belarusian athletes out of the 4,600 athletes that have currently qualified for Paris. So the number is small. And I think what is important is that IOC is taking very seriously the criteria that are in place. And before even the qualified athletes are possibly accepted to the games, there's the IOC screening that those criteria will be followed and they will be looked at individually. There's a second check for the athletes who have gained the qualification. And that's something that we were discussing with regards to this. Also, of course, the anti-doping procedures that are in place. And then one other topic that's a very good advancement for the athletes is that we're launching an Athlete 365 mobile application in April, where the athlete could get the content that's available for them in a handy version, where we know that all the athletes would have their mobile phone in their pocket and want to make sure that the things that we have in our strategy, the programs that we're building with the tops, that the athletes will have easy access to that.
What is the sense that you're picking up from the athletes with regards to whatever participation we get from Russia and Belarus? We know that some federations have not been so following in the lines of what the IOC wanted in terms of participation for the qualifiers for Paris. Is that an area that concerns you, or do you feel that perhaps where federations stand and where the athletes stand, there is a distance?
Clearly, like it says that when it comes to the qualification, it's organized by the federations. So the federations have the say in who they're having in their qualification and what kind of criteria. Clearly, we've set the criteria that if they take the individual neutral athletes, these are the criteria that should be followed. But as it has been mentioned, the different IFs have their, they're responsible for the qualification. So they're organizing, and it's their decision there how they organize and what kind of criteria they have for their qualification. But as mentioned, then when we come to the games, then there will be a final check from the IOC for the athletes who have gained qualification. Of course, the individual federations, it's important that they talk also to their athletes commission while they are making their decision, this like all other decisions. And that's something that we talk with the International Federation's Athletes Commission, and also want to emphasize that the IFs would take into account and have a open discussion on all the topics that they have make decisions on with their own athlete commissions.
And you mentioned the athletes 365 we talked about with Gangwon, and also this mobile application that will be available for athletes in Paris. How well do you think the Athlete 365 as a concept is doing in terms of bridging the communication between the athletes and the International Olympic Committee?
Well, since it has been launched, the numbers that are using Athlete 365 have increased significantly. And I think this has been a key. Of course, we continuously want to do better. We do have the mindset that we're not where we want to be, and that's why we're looking to build more ways, more easy ways, where the athletes would be connected and they would hear about the programs that we offer. Of course, those programs are developed the whole time, and then also they don't do good if we don't reach the athletes and if the athletes are not aware of that. But based on the numbers of how many athletes are in fact using and registered to the Athlete 365 platform, that has been very encouraging in a way that it was a right decision to put all into one place, all athlete related, athlete entourage related content to the Athlete 365. And I think we're not perfect, but I think that's has been helping a lot in the communication and helping us reach the athletes and inform them on what's available for them. Of course, we do this also through the regular calls that we have with different athlete representatives, and they have a very big role, the whole network of athlete commissions and athlete representatives, in spreading the world or the word as well. But the Athlete 365 is something that if an athlete has heard, okay, there's something on this space, maybe I can go look from the Athlete 365 if there's more information. And that way it has helped the communication, but of course communication is something that we can always do a lot better.
And I'm sure you're in regular contact with the Athletes Commission that's been set up for Paris. What are the goals that you feel that they really want to achieve? What they want to see as success for the Commission in Paris?
We have a very good connection and very close connection with the Paris AC. The chair of the Paris AC is Martin Fourcade, and he's also on our commission. So clearly, of course, there's a very close cooperation. I think, yeah, the one big project that the Athletes Commission of Paris initiated is a Champions Park, as an example. While developing the concept, the Paris AC consulted with the IOC AC, and we had quite a few discussions on it, going back and forth and throwing ideas there and hearing. Of course, they have the best expertise of the exact location, but then we have a wide range of athletes from different sports from all over the world. So kind of we're able to give them ideas, feedback on different plans that they had for that. So I think that's a very good example of what the Paris AC has accomplished. Also, they're very much involved, and we're also through our meetings giving feedback from the experience that we hear from the network, that we hear from our members, is in validation and providing feedback on the service level. So what is core for the athletes when they're competing is the food accommodation, obviously transportation related things, and all the things that are there for the athlete experience. So clearly that's a core thing where the Paris AC has been very much involved, and also in consultation with our commission.
Regarding Paris as well, of course, we've had the Athletes Expression has been signed for Paris 2024. And I was really keen to look at it with regards to Rule 50. Do you feel that there was a lot of consultation taking place constantly with athletes about how you approach Rule 50? Do you feel that what's been established and what's going to go forward for Paris is something that everyone is happy with? Because at this moment, we're looking at a very interesting moment in the world with conflicts raging here, there, and everywhere. It's sort of almost intensifying it a bit.
We are in a very unfortunate geopolitical situation. You are right in that sense. In April 21, it was implemented with over 3,500 athletes who are taking part in the consultation. And based on that, already that was in place in Tokyo 2020 and also Beijing 2022 Winter Games, where through the consultation and then through the IOC decision, there had been provided new and increased opportunities for athletes. In field hockey, there was a rainbow armband felt also in rugby. I think it was the captain of the Australian Women Rugby 7 was having that rainbow sign in her head protection. And then, of course, there's full freedom of expression on social media, interviews, the mixed zones, so that's not limited. But then when it comes to the focus on the podium, we had 70% of the athletes overall wishing to keep the podium field of play during competition village, and then opening and closing to be on sport and athletes, just for the respect of other athletes, and making sure that that's something that would be kept for the sport and for athletes. There was, for this consultation, an independent auditor to ensure the integrity of the process. And now this has been approved during the IOC session in October 2023. So the increased opportunities that were available in Tokyo and Beijing are now included also in the new rules. So it would be more clear for the athletes that what's allowed, that there's also that they know that these are the opportunities that you have. During the consultation, it came up also that while these would be kept for sport and for the athletes, the podium, field of play, village, and opening and closing, then there would be other platforms that could offer increased opportunities, and those are some examples that I mentioned.
Well, those there were the thoughts of Emma Terho, the chair of the International Olympic Committee's Athletes Commission. Don't forget, you can stay up to date with all the latest in the world of the Olympic news by subscribing to the Sport Inter newsletter, produced daily Monday to Friday. But until next time, stay safe.